It's the Serena Pearl On Show with a side of Dan.
Unscripted, unpretentious,
unpredictable,
on everything.
And we're here to untight your uptight.
Hey, have you ever been caught unawares by your resting face?
Yeah.
The worst thing in the world, which I've actually disabled from my phone, is a FaceTime.
Oh, you disabled your FaceTime? How do you talk to your grown children?
The camera that looks to me. They can. I don't want to look at that face. It looks like I've just gone through a very bad
birth.
Something rather. Drag through the gorse.
A bad birth.
Sometimes when I see my resting face, like if you ever turn your camera on your phone to the other way so that you do a selfie, right?
Well, that's FaceTime.
Okay. But you leave it on there. Yeah. And then the next time you go to take a picture, your face is there.
Yeah. And I'm trying to figure out my tech face.
Yes, it's pretty bad. And I always wonder, how did my husband choose me and marry me and loves me to this day? Those are the three questions.
It has a special angle. The angle always gets into the crooked bottom teeth. Do you notice the angle of the reverse camera on your phone?
It sounds like a confession.
It doesn't get the Colgate uppers that have been worked on. No, it gets the bottom crooked.
The ones that you didn't bother whitening.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're like, no, my lips cover those.
For some reason, the front top two are polished like an automobile in my mouth. And then the bottom back are like an old cave.
And that's what the camera catches.
Yeah.
And it catches like the half eyelid, like where the blinds are like three quarters pulled. You know, like the eyes are just kind of like half drugged.
You didn't even realize that your eyes weren't the same size until this moment.
Yes.
And you're like, I'm a mutant.
Yeah.
I've been in a toxic waste.
And you could count the hairs in the nostrils.
Yeah.
But do you know what it does do though?
Humbles you?
Yeah, it definitely humbles you because you think you're okay. You think you're pretty good. You know?
You think you're hot.
You know, you're not.
Like, I'm hot today.
You know, you're not like supermodel, but you think you're presentable at least. But that all changes.
You're at least marriage worthy.
Yeah.
You're like, someone picked me for a reason.
But the resting face is not marriage worthy
either. No, you're like an uglier tree frog.
Yeah, what it does though, it makes you wonder, is this the face that most people are seeing from me? And if so, I'm so thankful for everyone who loves me. The next thing is, change your resting face, Pearl. Don't ever, ever, ever do that face again.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Do you know, I've actually become aware of my resting face
when
no
thing.
One's even looking.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, I'm into that, like, mouth hanging open, drool coming out of my mouth, one eye cocked, three-quarter blind shut, kind of like didn't take his drugs today face.
Yeah.
I work on it.
Yeah, I work on it too.
Because you told me the other day,
but I'm not going to go it.
You said to me something the other day, Serena, and I really took it. And that's why I'm bringing this resting face up. You said to me, it was about one of our nieces, actually. And you said, no, she has a really good resting face. And I thought, oh, yeah, she does. That means when her face is just listening to a conversation or just set poised or anything, it's a good resting face.
Yes, it is.
You know, she knows that. She must be aware of what resting faces look like, or else it's a natural talent.
My resting face looks like someone injected horse tranquilizer into my left eye and right jaw.
Okay, but if some people have a natural ability to have a good resting face, those of us that don't, we could acquire it by practice.
Yeah. And I'm glad for FaceTime. It's taught me a lot, and that information I've tried to pass on the generations.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I'll walk into the public library. You know, it's very rare these days.
You go to libraries these days. Why?
Well, actually, wasn't like these days, but like a year or two back.
You still went to a library two years ago?
I went to a library
with
children.
What do they even have there?
Looking for books for toddlers, you know. You don't want to buy a different book every week, you know. You just might want to borrow one.
But
through
then you got to return the books.
Oh, don't worry. With those weren't returned. So
That's
a different on the show.
Oh, we could talk about that. We could talk about almost jailed up for that kind of stuff. I mean, that's a whole show in itself.
Most homeschool moms have like a small library on stolen library
books. Do you know
what
I had to do back in the day? Before you could look anything up with Uncle Google,
yeah,
whenever I even drive past the library, I'd have to duck my head because, like, there was a bounty up for me.
No, totally. My husband refused me. I had a card in every county around me because I couldn't, like, go back. And my husband, it was like some kind of weird, like, addiction, and he knew it.
Yeah.
And so he refused me. He's like, you are not.
Yeah.
Getting one more library card because he knew that it would start getting the letters for all the others.
But those of us with library cards back in the day, I don't know, maybe people still go. It could be like a field trip back to the old days of libraries, right?
Yeah.
Your every intention. No, this time.
Oh, yeah.
This time I am taking those library books back.
Yeah, and I'm going to keep up with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Never.
And my children, I don't know why, but they'd always lose the covers, all those nice jackets.
Yeah.
And the jackets, and I'll be taping up pages.
What a business model, though.
Yeah.
What?
Like, I don't know. Like, what can I loan to people for free and find them when they don't return?
Yeah.
Because that's life. You're not returning nothing.
We're going to get back to your story, Serene, that led to this library, but I remember a day, since this is the Unsure, we're allowed to go as many rabbit trails as we want.
Yes.
Guys, if you're listening, this is not the Trim Healthy Podcast, it's the Unsure, so let us do it. I remember a day, and you were pregnant, Serene.
I remember the day clearly. It's right there in my mind right now.
To the library.
Yes.
And you wanted to, you returned some books that were late. Okay.
It was that, you know what? Birth was impending.
You were about a week away.
I was trying to clear my mind and perfect my life.
You
for
were
the
nesting.
New innocents that were coming into the world.
So you were trying to...
getting prayed up.
What they call nest, and you were cleaning your house and you returned some very late library books. I was in the car waiting for you. You wouldn't come out. It was a long time. I was in the car with all our little children.
Yes.
15 minutes later, you come out.
15? A lot longer.
Probably 20, but it felt hot. It was hot. I don't know how long it was. You come out not just teary-eyed, heaving, like she's literally melting down, crying.
Well, there were the hormones.
Yeah, there were pregnancy hormones involved, but crying and heaving and sobbing. And my scream was wrong. It's like $80. They make me pay $80 and I don't have it. And they said they're going to put a... Okay, it was a big thing. They were basically going to put a warrant out for your arrest. And they're doing to this about to give birth pregnant woman.
It was traumatic, man.
Trauma.
And I'm like, I'm just returning them. And
yeah, they basically wouldn't let her out of the library without paying the $80 fine.
I've never forgot that memory.
I know.
That's one we have to put under the cross.
Yeah.
To clear the mechanism on that one. Hey, but guess what? I was in the library and my children were staring at this librarian and she did not have a nice resting place.
Librarians are the worst.
It was very stern.
What about the librarians?
And my children said, "What's wrong
with it?
What's wrong with the lady? What's wrong with the lady, Mum? What's wrong with the lady?" Okay. And I said, because I'd learned about resting faces at this point, I said, her mummy never taught her about the resting face like I've taught you. And since then, my children are very, very aware of resting
are
faces.
They
don't want to be like that librarian.
Oh, maybe that's a thing that all mummies should teach their children because I didn't teach mine that, Serene.
Yes.
I only learned it when the iPhone came about.
Yeah, the iPhone will straighten you up.
But I want to tell you, this is not a resting face, but there's something else called the
Yes, Leslie, come
yes,
on.
Yes, Leslie Pops, come along.
She has her hand raised like a good popsy. But okay, Serene, just keep that in your mind and bring it after Les.
Oh, sorry.
No, Leslie Pops, I give it to you.
People love you, Leslie, by the way. Danny better watch out.
I'm ready for my close-up time. I have a resting face story. When I was young, 17. Sorry, I'm not making eye contact, Serene. I'm really awkwardly here.
I still love you, Liz. Pops.
The boy I was first dating used to tease. Like, it was first love, you know. But he used to tease me when I was watching TV. He was like, "Oh, you got your little monkey face going." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" I was like, "I'm an adorable monkey though, right?" And he was like,
Did you have a special TV face?
Well, he just used to tease me all the time whenever we would watch a movie or anything like that. Anyway, so then next chapter of my life, I'm like traveling the world, big, you know, airplane every other day. And on the airplanes, on the back of the seat, they have the little screens so you can watch your own movies.
On the good airlines.
And it's actually kind of, it's like 10 inches away from your face. much like this camera is right now.
Danny's got
Dan
a camera right in your face. I'd hit him. It's like a little 3-year-old that's anyway, stolen the camera and they get into every adult's face. You just want to slap
my
him.
Nose, my bogeys.
Bogeys, by the way, as
bogeys
a rabbit trail.
Is a good New Zealand
I was
Australian
raised with the word bogeys. Do Americans say bogeys?
Americans say boogers and it's such a nasty word.
Bogeys.
Bogeys is so bogeys. Much better.
I just
and it's
really
cute.
Bonded with you cute. Then, Leslie, when you said bogeys.
Love you, Serena. Anyway, so I watch. I know Pearl. I did it on purpose. Pearl thinks that Serena and I have a special
they have a
love club.
They have a. You know how
it's
you have a bromance.
Love cold brew.
They have a cis man.
And I no, because we're like buds, and then me and you, Pearl, are like get we're stuff
workers.
Done. Like we're pro. Yeah. We have like a professional. Anyway, so I'm yes. watching a movie on the back of this plane, and the movie finishes it. The movie finishes and the screen goes blank and my face is, and it's like 10 inches away. And it's like so, like I've
monkey?
Got like orangutan cheeks and like I've got the furrow of like.
The
of
furrow
like
concentration.
Just, I've been in the African sun for all of my life. Yeah, like my eyes are, and I burst out laughing because since me and this boy didn't yeah. date anymore and it just made me I was like, oh, this is what he was talking
and
about.
That's the first time you ever saw it.
It's the first time.
Yeah, see, the first time I ever saw mine.
Well, Leslie,
was with the
I don't
good old
see
iPhone.
It. I don't see monkey face.
I have never seen your resting face.
I see
face.
A little red sunflower. It's the Serene and Pearl Unshow. Hey, let's talk about it.
How to stay married.
Let's talk about resting faces and how to stay married. I know that when I was courting my husband, I know it's a...
Or he was courting you.
Yeah.
When you went a-courting.
They played
I know
a lot of basketball.
It's such a... what's that show, Andy Griffith word? You know, a-courting. Yeah. But I worked on my resting face. I knew what my face was presenting.
You had a special for Sam face.
Yeah, for Sam face. And I just challenged myself now as I go home today from this pod... to make sure that my resting face is equally as lovely and joyous and happy and like, I love you, man of my dreams face.
I know, because I've seen some ladies' resting faces towards their husbands and it's a special you're an idiot face.
But I think we might need help too, because I was just putting a face on during the show that I thought was a very interested, like, I'm listening to what you're saying and I'm really intrigued and yes, I'm happy. And you said it was disastrous. And I said, no, this is my interesting face. And I thought in my head, this is the face I give Sam all the time.
Oh, well, he probably thinks it's cute.
You had a great day. That's great. And you said it's repulsive.
I didn't.
So you might need to.
You're taking it wrong. But I said it wasn't your best.
But you might need to go to your friend and say, okay, these are my faces I could give my husband.
You
Which
ask
one
him.
Is the best?
Maybe ask your husband. Okay. But I just think a look of love rather than a look of a scowl, you're an idiot.
I know. That's the point of it all. Yes.
You're listening to the Serena Pearl Un Show, and Un, be very clear on this. It stands for unprofessional.
Hey, that's the way we roll around here. We're kind of talking about birth a lot lately because my son and daughter-in-law are about to give birth any moment. So we've been training, like giving her advice about birth, and you know, we've been talking about relaxing, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes when you learn the Kegels, right, you're not aware how like, in a tight wad you all are until you learn to relax.
Did
and
you
then
just say Kegels?
Okay, hold on, where are you going with this?
No,
now?
I'm just saying it's like you don't realize that you might need to do some relax, right?
Okay, but you learn
Kegel
the Kegels.
Face is kind of a thing.
You have to learn the Kegels to know how to relax.
Like, hey, what's up with Gal over there with Kegel face?
That's where I'm going. That's where okay. I'm going.
All right,
that's
where
exactly
are you going
where
with
I'm
it?
Going.
Let's use it in a sentence.
But I'm just trying to say there is this. You have to know how to relax. You have to realize that you're all in a tight wad to know how to relax for birth. You have to relax.
Yeah, right. You have to not be doing Kegels
that's
at birth.
That's right.
Yes.
But that same realization is your face might be in that taut. Tight wad
Kegel
and you don't
face.
Even realize it's what we call the Kegel face, and then you have to just realize you just might need to relax a little bit. Every muscle's in a tense twitch. I do that all the time. I'm sewing a blanket right now for my grandbaby and all of a sudden I'll be like, I've got a Kegel face, and I relax and my
is
whole
a thing
face
in your mind
every yes every muscle relaxes and I'm a different
but,
human.
But if you relax your face too much, there's an anti-Kegel face. It
yes,
doesn't look too good.
There's a perfect balance, though. But you don't want either or the other. The orangutan is a Kegel face. I know what she's saying. It's all see. She had the three wrinkles all on the forehead.
Yes.
And the cheekbones were puffed up right near her eyes, right? That yes. is called the tight wad Kegel face, and it might need a bit of relaxing. The other end is that you have been stunned in the face, like with a tranquilizer, and everything's hanging out, and the drool is coming out of the mouth.
Yeah. Right. That's what your resting face, I think.
Oh,
no.
She just looked
at me. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
Because you didn't understand Kegel. You didn't know where I was going. And that's why I haven't actually seen your resting face that bad, but I feel like
but obviously as my sister, you've seen some pretty bad resting faces.
It's along more of that lines of stunned and with his tranquilizer. But my husband doesn't have either. He has a tongue-biting face, and that's the resting face. He's either a normal human
or he's gnawing on his tongue.
He's biting his tongue in concentration.
Yeah.
Like that, which means he's concentrating. Which means
I've seen him do
if
this.
He's not in a conversation with somebody, he's usually biting
or
his tongue.
Or he's chewing a pen.
Yes.
In fact, all around the Trim Healthy Mama offices
yes.
are chewed, like dog chewed level pens.
Oh, yeah, major.
Like a creature has yeah. gnawed them. And it's Sam. Yeah. That creature is Sam. And then he'll have the nerve to pass you a pen that has clearly been in his
and
mouth
he doesn't
for 9
realize
years.
It.
Hey, you know the Marco Polo app?
Yeah.
Are you guys part of that?
I am.
Okay, my children do Marco Polo. And now that my daughter Meadow lives in Japan, you know, I actually haven't Marco Polo'd with her, but I intend to. We FaceTime. But there's a special look you do when you're Marco Polo, right? Because you're just looking at yourself. Because Orna Marco Polo's a lot, and so she gets me on there, and I'm talking to her friends. And it's a special, you know, when you look in the mirror, you put your best foot.
It's good, your makeup
yeah.
personality.
You purse your lips,
face.
Do a bit of duck lips and stuff. So a Marco Polo, no, I believe they even have a softening look to it because I think you look better than your basic iPhone turnaround.
In Marco Polo?
Yeah.
I feel like you look like garbage in
no,
a Marco Polo.
No, I feel like they put a little nice light on there.
You talk differently too. You see. Talk yes. like you're really trying to convince yourself that you're something.
Yeah, and then I realize I have a special Marco Polo look and talk about me because I'm just very aware of what this person looks like and it's me, whereas
yeah.
usually I'm not.
Right.
And so it could be very narcissistic, but mm-hmm. maybe it helps train you to put your best face forward.
Yeah, yeah, it could be good because I was hating it. I was thinking it was because all of my children started sounding like these weird creatures that wasn't their normal. All of a sudden they'd be like, who's talking? And it was Marco Polo.
Marco Polo sounds like this. So yeah, so anyway, just was at the gym and I'm home now. So anyway, should we get together later? Yeah. Okay. See ya.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's Marco Polo.
I noticed that I do the lip smack more than I thought.
Yes, you lip smack when you're Marco Polo.
Yeah, there's
and
a
And the arms. They
smack.
Do a lot of arms, and the arms have a very millennial
Well,
cool
when you're
vibe
umming, you're looking
them.
At your own face and you're adjusting yourself.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, there's a lot of adjusting.
There is something distracting about looking at your own face in a video chat like that because then you end up staring at your face.
I can't do it. I just refuse.
Yeah.
Not that I'm like special or anything. No, it's just I don't want to look at myself like that. It's disturbing to me. I don't know why. Usually I've got my hair in a tight wad.
Tight wad.
Bun. The Kegel.
I think there should be a Saturday Night Live skit.
Kegel bun. I have the Kegel bun in most days.
Is it Kegel or Kegel?
We call
you
it Kegel.
You should know
down.
Your husband coached childbirth, man.
If you've ever been a coach for a childbirth, you should know what your Kegels are and be coaching your wife. Come on.
I've never
another
been
Kegel.
You talking about a
I
class?
Thought you were mad that I used the word Kegel, Pearl. I thought you were going to get Tim to remove it.
I'm okay with the word Kegel, Serena.
Hey, I've had 9 babies. It's just Kegel, 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 Kegel.
Well, get it out of your system then.
But, you know, Kegels, they're not our rate. It's just part of like physiology, okay? I'm sorry. We're all women here apart from Danny and Tim.
They've all had babies, by the
they've
way.
All had, they've had several babies.
We're all women here except for half the room. But other than that, the rest are women.
You know, you're taught, although Serena and I have since learned, if you've ever had bought our work in DVDs, we've learned that
lots
just
Kegel.
Isolated Kegels are not that good for your body. They should be done with breath.
Yes.
With natural breath. But in the old days, you were taught to try and get work up to 100 Kegels.
When I say Kegel, 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 it didn't mean that's what I do all day. It just means I'm used to the word. I can say it all day long. It's just like,
I know.
It's just like the word water.
But back
breath.
Remember
word.
Back.
Eyebrow.
Remember maybe Kegel. It was the 90s or when you were just like Kegels were everything.
You meant to Kegel at the stoplight.
You were meant to Kegel every time
Kegel
you
when
got
you
to a
fridge.
Stop sign or anything. So you had to put on a pretend I'm not Kegeling face.
Okay,
yes, you did.
I hate
you
to,
had to learn it.
I hate to be
otherwise,
the one.
Everyone could tell that you were Because otherwise, like, you could see a Kegel face.
You know what? Now, when I'm at a stoplight, I'm going to be looking over going, yep, she's Kegeling. Clearly.
Especially if she's not looking like she's Kegeling, yeah. Then she is Kegeling.
Like, when you sit up straight, like, yes. A cop's behind you and you stare straight, that's Kegel. That's a Kegel posture.
Yes, it is.
Hey, does it need to be explained for those who don't know what a Kegel is?
No, if you don't know what a Kegel is.
No, we don't go there.
Okay, second question.
To the pure, all things are purer.
Mm-hmm. Can men Kegel?
I have no idea, but there's special prostate exercises. Don't know about them. I'm not sure, but that's another party that we probably will never do.
You're probably an expert and could teach a class on it.
But on that note, I have a so glad, though, today has put things in the right alignment. Because I never knew what to name my hair
bun. Is that a Kegel reference?
I never knew what to name it. It's awful. And it's not quite the librarian bun. It's not quite the ballet dancer bun either.
No.
But now I know what it is. It's the Kegel bun.
And it's a new thing. Now on Pinterest, there's going to be how to get the perfect Kegel bun.
Yeah, okay. The Kegel bun.
See, look
bun.
At this. Don't you see how much it resembles?
Serena's resembles now what? Doing, making it. Oh!
What does it resemble?
You can't look and see a Kegel.
How do you see a Kegel?
No. It's very representative. It's the Serena Pearl On Show, and here we are again for a trim healthy tip. Eat some fruit every day. Hey, it sounds so like being done, right?
Yeah, but, like, didn't we grow up with an apple a day keeps the doctor away?
Yeah, we grew up with it. But now it's like, hey, eat some duck fat, would you? And make sure you have your broth and your meat stick. And I love all those foods. And it's great and all this primal, wonderful, like,
keto,
you know.
Keto.
But we need to make sure we don't go to the other extreme where we're forgetting about the refreshing, lovely fuel of fresh fruit.
And life-giving fruit full of all sorts of cleansing nutrients, disease-fighting antioxidants.
Yes, the colors in the fruit are so vibrant and rich.
And they're there for a reason. The colors say, eat me.
Yes, and they heal.
And we get out of balance when we forget about fruit. It's laden on the trees, and as humans, that's telling us something.
And actually, gone back to eating more fruit than I used to, and actually, I thought it would make the scale go up. It's made it go down.
Oh, yeah. Fruit is slimming. We can't believe the lie that fruit makes people gain weight. Maybe if you're eating a piece of fruit and then, you know, 5 tablespoons of peanut butter with it.
Yes.
Well, that's not the best way to eat fruit. But eating fruit in a fashion that you're not putting a lot of fat in that particular fruit meal, it's going to make you drop weight.
We are the Unshow. No rules, no filters, anything goes. You are listening to the Serena Pearl Unshow.
Have you seen those attachments now to emphasize your bun?
Oh, yes, the bun helpers.
Have you ever?
Yes. I've done bun helpers before.
I believe in them for women. If a man dares go near a bun helper,
Oh, is it a little
there's
cone?
No equal opportunity with bun helpers.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, he needs to go to counseling. And
what
I don't
a
even
feminist.
Believe in counseling.
You're so feminist.
Serene is not politically correct in everything. There's certain things women are allowed to do, and certain things men 100%. Are allowed to do. Okay, but what about those boofies?
I'm allowed to put product in my man's hair, but he cannot initiate that. He cannot initiate product in his own hair. He needs to be able to be submissive to the wife putting it in his head.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
If he initiates it,
then
it's,
what?
It's
he's not Marlboro Man anymore.
He's not Marlboro Man. It's like he cares about that. Like, oh, come on. I'm meant to be that. Pretty thing, not you.
Mama's here.
You see him putting product in his hair as direct competition with your beauty?
I didn't like it when he had long hair, even though I kind of liked it. He had long hair at different times and I kind of liked it. But then when it got close to my length, I did feel the jealousy. I felt the competition.
Can Sam put on like a suit and look like GQ model?
Oh, Sam can look like Italian millionaire sometimes. When he has long hair.
No, but he means, is that okay with you if Sam dresses up?
Oh, yeah, I like Sam in a suit, but he's got to have some good squinting wrinkles.
Squinty eyes.
I like.
Hey, guess what, guys? I'm back to this. I was going to go somewhere else, but get back to this resting face. There's actually something that we could bring that's actually some good knowledge here.
No one can hear you. I like how part of our show is Serene's baby screaming mama directly into the microphone. Like, it's not in the background. It's part of the show.
She wants nurses. That's what she's saying, mama.
No, I love it. I welcome it.
She usually says tweet tweet.
Tweet tweet. You know what she calls it? Tweet tweet. And that's all you, Danny.
Because I trained her.
She trained it because Serene's all babies used to be called the ninny.
She's
it was
trying
called
to say
ninny,
the treemies.
And you said, we call it creamies.
We want a creamies.
And Serene went, and creamies or tweemies. And tweemies. So Serene.
No, he just said creamies, right? Queemies.
And, well, treemies.
Treemies.
It evolved into treemies.
It was you.
Yeah, and so Serene said, now from that day on, Danny, it's been treemies.
Like my spirit connected with
it
that.
Deep.
It was a deep moment.
It was a deep bonding moment. And since then, so she calls it twee twee.
Yes.
So
she's trying to say the treemies.
And she said twee twee, twee twee.
God bless her
little lest we talk
heart.
About
such a pink heart.
All of that stuff. Anymore. I want to get back to resting face. There's actually something we can bring here to help you health-wise.
We bring stuff on the bring show, it. But that's a bit.
Do you know that your
practical?
Resting face can affect your health?
Ooh. No.
Yes, it can. Studies show smiling through stress protects your heart. Faking a smile, and we know we all look better when we smile, right?
Totally.
I mean, we do. Smile, Danny.
That's fake.
Yeah, you didn't look better. You didn't look better, but look at Leslie's resting face. It's usually a smile. Okay, but most of us look better when we smile. Faking a smile when the pressure is on actually reduces the normal increase in heart rate that occurs during a stressful situation, potentially reducing some of the negative health effects a U.S. study has found. The next time you're stuck in traffic or experiencing some other type of stress, try to hold your face in some sort of smile
or at
least an upward movement with the mouth.
That's great.
Do you know that showing surprise on your face is actually good for you too?
Showing
and
surprise?
And guess what? Here's another thing why us women shouldn't get caught up and do too many of the injections, Botoxes in our face and stuff because they say not being able to register emotions can affect your heart and lungs, say U.S. doctors who examined a group of patients.
Is that why more Prozac is being used now? Maybe more facial paralyzing treatments?
I don't know, Serene, but maybe you could put two and two together. Those who couldn't show surprise were more likely to have serious problems with their heart or lungs.
How's this for a surprise? You go, Danny.
But none of our listeners, Serene, this is not a video.
I feel like excitement
like
coming
you got a
on.
Present.
Yeah, but they can imagine.
Yeah, because surprise is a good facial expression.
Not
shock.
That would be bad. But surprise.
Yeah, not shock.
Surprise is what you got for Christmas, right? When you didn't peek.
We can be inspired by people who have either trained themselves or have natural talents at good resting faces. I was at a volleyball tournament the other night with my daughter who plays volleyball.
We'll let it slide.
Serene has a resting face. She's trying to show surprise and smile at the same time. Just go back to a little less.
Okay. No.
People want to hear my story. So the other team coaches, who I was not going for, I was going for my daughter's team. Stop it, Serene. She had this incredible, happy, resting face. Things were not going well. Our team was beating her team. And do you know what? Her face was set at this pleasant.
Ooh, that sounds biblical.
Happiness, smile. It was just
set
there.
Mind on things above?
Set. Yeah. And no matter what happened, every time someone got off, she'd just give them a smile, pat them on the back. She smiled through the difficulties. She smiled through the triumphs. At the end, she smiled. And Autumn came to me later. That's my daughter. And she said, Mom, did you see that other coach? She was so beautiful, wasn't she? And I thought to myself, you know what? She was no beauty. But guess what? She was beautiful. She was shining some inner beauty. Stop it, Serene.
No, I'm actually learned something here today.
I know, but you've got to learn a different resting face. Hers was more natural.
I'm feeling healthy.
Okay.
It's very presenting of your teeth.
Serene, that closed mouth one, I'm helping you as your best resting face. That one. It looks like you're interested, you're beautiful, you are happy. No, not that one. Not the mouth open.
But that's what I do. But
don't
that's
do
natural.
It.
That's me.
I've just helped you. Stop being you.
I don't feel alive with the other one.
Well, I'm telling you, it's good. We can all... We can all learn. That's what resting faces tell us. We can learn. Because I found out mine was not my best effort, Pearl.
How about this one?
Now you... That's okay. You know it. You love it. It's a Serene and Pearl Unshow. And now, what if you could?
What if you could?
What if you could? I was in my kitchen and I was tripping over my children because our kitchen is S to the M to the A to the double L. But is it? Could it be that my kitchen is actually the right size for togetherness, for community in my home? Actually was lamenting to a friend that same day. I was just like, yeah, man, we'd like to... Because we've been in our house for going on 15 years now. Our kids started as babies and now they're teenagers.
You got some big boys.
Big boy teenagers. And I was like, yeah, man, we'd love to kind of get some space and all. And he's this big Samoan dude who has had to take his four kids and move in with his parents for a season, right? And he tells me that. And I was like, oh. And he goes, yeah, man. He goes, but as soon as you get that bigger house, he was like, you're going to be looking for your kids. Yeah. And they're all going to, everybody's off in a corner somewhere. And
what do they say? Love grows best in little houses.
I feel like that's a country song, but I feel like it's coming out of your throat right now.
I think we need to write it. What if you could reframe the size of your house?
It's all in your head. It's a flip of a switch. The way you look at it, like, this house is not big enough. My children drive me crazy. I'm walking all over them. Or what if... Isn't this amazing? We're together.
I love how poetic that was. Reframe. You don't actually have to reframe it with timber. You have to reframe it with thoughts in your mind.
Yeah. And you reframe those thoughts and then they are. I mean, all your reality is the way you perceive it to be.
So true. And then one day, if God blesses you with that bigger house and it's time, you know, then you love that one. There's always a bigger house you can have. I'm in a big house now. I lived in a trailer home all our life, basically.
And so funny joke on Charlie.
Yeah.
You know, you're in this big, beautiful home, and Charlie loves lone time and lovely just quiet moments. And you've got this big home, and what has God done? He's made you the fellowship hall.
Everyone
comes
to my house.
Every time there's a party, everyone, you know, says, oh, the Barretts, they'll have it there.
They've got the space.
Yeah. So this party all the time, and Charlie's coming home to big, you know, tinsel up all over his kitchen.
What if you could, people? Get it right.
Hey, this is the wrap up. So thanks for tuning in to our show.
It's been a riot.
See you later, mates.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.